Obviously, it just touches on so many different things that, you know, it's not exhaustible in a couple of shiurim, but, you know, we're making some headway. So what we've seen so far is the question of Hezekiah b'chatzer, Hezekiah b'chalon, Hezekiah more generally, and, you know, the range of shitos. Those who think even chatzer, if done properly, has a chazaka. Those who think chalon, no matter what you do, even chalon does not have a chazaka. And the ones, of course, everything in between, you know, the different chilukim, which chilukim are fundamental, which chilukim, in other words, if you take the chiluk, as we've discussed, are you talking about an exception and a rule? In which case, which is the rule, which is the exception? Or are you talking about the fine line that demarcates between different types of hezek re'ia, some of which are nitan, you know, to lechila or chazaka, etc.? I guess they're more tolerable, and others of which are not. And even then, are we talking about the problem of iser, either in the maisa chazaka, in the lechila sanizak, in the license going forward? We talked about that, the Rama, the Rajba, the Ramban. Or are we talking about the fine line of Hezek Guf Beguf, or simply Davar She, you know, Bilti Nizbal, something which is like, you know, intolerable, in which case there's always kind of like a Mechachtos, even if there is a Mechila. These are all very important distinctions, which is why we're spending, you know, some days on it. Very, very, obviously very important distinctions that highlight, like, different types of hezek re'ia, different perspectives on hezek re'ia, etc. Okay, so all this is very, very crucial. So just before we, I just want to speak about the Shulchan Aruch, and then I want to move on to Makom Shelo Nagu. But before we get to all of that, just to highlight it a little bit, just a little bit more, regarding the Gemara here on Nun Tes Omid Beis. So the Mishnah on Nun Tes Omid Beis, as we know, tells us that you're not supposed to open up a chalon. Here, 1 second. Let's be able to have somebody read very quickly. I'm going to start calling the list, so I'll get a better handle on everybody who's new, try to get everybody involved. Let's have somebody, you know, lo yiftach adam chalonosav l'chatzar ha-shutfin, right, lakach bayis b'chatzar ha-keres, lo yiftach adam b'chatzar ha-shutfin. So you have this principle that, you know, all things being equal, you can't open a window into a chatzar ha-shutfin. But there's also then, like, an interesting argument. Let's read the Gemara very quickly, Noam, if you don't mind.
Just
yeah, just quick on that. On that Mishnah, Nun Tes Amud Beis.
Yeah.
So, of course, this line in the Gemara, just to remind everybody, is, you know, there are a couple of lines like that, you know, strewn throughout the Gemaras, you know, that you know, we've been dealing with, right? And this idea that, you know, that hezek re'ia, you know, once breached, it's a very fascinating question, right? Once you breach, you know, the norms of hezek re'ia, you know, is it kind of all or nothing? Right? We had a similar Gemara about Gagim and Rishus HaRabim, right? You know, if there's, you know, in both directions, if there's a breach, so nothing matters, you know, a certain kind of extreme view. If there's, you know, need to protect, you know, does that mean, you know, that I need to protect, you know, against anything, or just, you know, the more immediate danger? So all these Gemaras need to be looked at together, these ideas, so sofa kabois itzdanui minai, you know, b'chatzer. Right, okay. So that itself is important. Then Noam, the Gemara goes on to say something really interesting.
Ah.
Yiga usto. Okay. So that is an interesting... and let's just read one more line just to get to the... to Omer Rav Nachman.
Omer Rav Nachman, the list of...
Yeah. So the question is, what is this argument between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, right, who seems to be endorsing a chazaka in this case, right? Hechazakta, bini hechazakta. It sounds very like paternal, right? Paternalistic. You know, he comes and see like with his hand, you know, hand around the guy's shoulder, you know. And on the other hand, the, you know, the foreboding, more foreboding view of Rav Chiya. I mean, he's still, you know, very makariv, hechzakta b'ni hechzakta, you know. But instead, you know, yagato patzachta, yaga uston. So, what is this argument about? And who do we, you know, who do we paskin like? Ah. So, in theory. Right, what do you think? No. There could be two, I guess, broadly speaking, there could be two issues, you know, to think about here.
Either it's a machlokes about if there is chazaka on Zikriyat Kolon.
If there is chazaka on Psichas HaKolon, which of course is very nogea to us. That's directly our question, you know, about Hezek Ri'ah and chazaka, assuming that for a moment that this is Hezek Ri'ah, a case of Hezek Ri'ah, right? So again, on the one hand, it seemed like, you know, the we established that this Gemara does, you know, allow for Hezek Ri'ah, you know, to be waived. And then you have this, you know, this other Gemara, like how does that fit in, right? So that's one possibility. But then that would be, you know, it sounds like that's a pretty fundamental argument, right? Or... it doesn't seem like that. I mean, again, that would, I guess, be similar. I mean, I wouldn't say whether Hezek Ri'ah Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei. I mean, actually, it's funny because the previous Gemara, I mean, the Gemara in the previous Mishnah is one of the two Gemaras that actually does record the debate of Hezek Ri'ah Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei Hezek. Here they don't. But even, you know, but what you're really saying is kind of, you know, what you just said. In other words, if the argument is about the degree to which Hezek Ri'ah can be neutralized by a chazaka, you know, so it's some form of Hezek Ri'ah, not whether Shmei Hezek or Lo Shmei Hezek necessarily, but like, you know, what is the nature of this chazaka? How does it compare with, you know, Kutcher and Beis Hakise? You know, is it even more, or is it, you know, certainly less? How does it compare to Chat? I mean, all these kind of things. So that's kind of the same, you know, broadly speaking, that's the same issue. There could be a totally different question here. At least some Rishonim think that, and that is Akiva.
We thought that Machlok is whether or not Miyad or
exactly whether or not you know whether or not La Alter have a Chazakal. That's not so clear what the time frame of this argument is, but I guess the that's why I wanted to read also the continuation, right, where the Gemara says Om Rav Nachman Velistom, right, La Alter have a Chazaka Sheinu Masli Shasos Mimorim Bifana Veshosek. So here you have the question of La'alta. Oh, so just to zero in on this, you know, it could be, again, this question of La'alta and Gibel Shanim, you know, we're not finished with that by any means, but we're seeing already, we saw with the Ramah, right, and discusses it, we'll get back in the second part of our discussion now, about the Ramban. But, you know, this is like a broader question. You know, you have Cheskas Gimel Shanim, when you want to be claiming, you know, Bailus over Karka. And as I said, a little bit of a subtext, you know, in the whole first three Prakim, you know, is this question about, you know, the relationship between a hardcore Kinyan Chazaka and, you know, Chazaka, which, you know, gives you, you know, schuyos, or which implies, you know, mechila. Like, are these the same thing? Obviously, there could be differences in how they are applied, even if they come, you know, generally speaking, under the, you know, the same broad rubric. And if they're totally, totally different, then obviously there'll be, you know, differences. So this question of, you know, when la'alter, when gimel shanim, you know, when do you need a taina, when you don't, and so on and so forth, it's something that we have to keep an eye on, and we will sum up, but we're already kind of encountering it. So that is certainly a possibility here. How do we paskin? Most people paskin like Rabbi Chiya or like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah.
Rabbi Chiya. So again, if you're on the side of Yesh Chazaka Lehezek Re'ia, paskening like Rabbi Chiya is going to be challenging,
right?
Unless you say that it's not about this at all, right? It's about a more about a different topic, maybe a more peripheral topic, and that is the question of either the conditions of Chazaka technically, right, or the timing, issue in Chazaka, Alter, Gimel Shanim, etc. Oh, okay. So just very briefly, because this kind of just figures into what we've been discussing, what is the Rashbam's view? No? Hechzakta? So the Rashbam takes a very clear stance on this question, meaning it has nothing to do with Hezek Re'ia, right? It doesn't, when Rabbi Chiya said Yigau Stom, right, what he meant was, you've got to wait it out. Who says in the Gemara that they didn't wait Gimel Shanim? It doesn't say that. But he's assuming, A, probably reflects that he, doesn't consider it a viable view to say that there's no Chazaka in Hezek Re'ia B'chalonos. And maybe his understanding of the Gemara La'el on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, which we're going to turn to in just a second, that's not the issue here. The issue here is Gimel Shanim and La'alter, and therefore we paskin like Rabbi Chiya, and this has nothing to do with Hezek Re'ia. We shouldn't even be discussing this, maybe according to the Rashbam, except to preclude, misconceptions, or to affirm maybe that the Rashbam, is not on the wavelength to think that this is about, Hezek Re'ia. Okay, so what does Rashbam say on Mem Aleph in Sugya? What is the Mem Aleph? Sugya of Ravanan. Saw?
Yeah.
I think I told you to look at this, right? Yeah. So what the Sugya in the Mishnah, of course, on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, is that's the Mishnah that Kol Chazaka Sheni Matay Na'ena Chazaka. Right, when it comes to claiming karka. Right, you need to claim, that you acquired it, literally. You have to have a taina. Ketzad? No, go ahead. Amar lo?
Ketzad amar lo, ma ta oser betok sheli, behu amar lo, shelo amar li adam davar me lo. Hina chazaka. Shemachartu li shenatata li bematana, avicha macha li avicha nana li bematana, harei zu chazaka.
Yeah, you need a taina that you actually made a kinyan. You could live there as long as you want. Right, the Gemara talks about this woman who was there 13 years. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says pshita. No. Okay, we don't need that part. We know that part is good. Let's skip to the story with what is it, Ravanan? Some people have a different gear, so it's a different name. Whatever it is, what do they have on the Aleph here? The Rav Hanan. Yeah, I think the Rimigash has even a different gear, so whatever it is, it doesn't make a difference. What's the story? What happened here?
Ravana took a bit of the array, Azal had a good of the array, the cabre. Azal had a major of that one, Amalazil had it. He responded by Ziki.
So what happened? This was the beginning of global warming, right? So there was a terrible storm and washed away the the fences, right? So now we just don't know. No one knows where the fence was, correct? So what happened? So he just took a guess, or maybe it was an informed guess, whatever it was, and he rebuilt the fence, right? Then, right? Also, the Kamdrav Nachman, right? Amalei Zil Hadar, right? He said, you can't just, claim this, territory. Right? So I guess it turned out they went to the survey place or whatever it was, And they established, you know, they went to the county records, very efficient, you know, place, very professional. So they had it, you know, down to, you know, the right millimeter, you know. So he said, listen, you got to move, you got to change the boundary. So he said, what are you talking about? Been, you know, this is a long time, you know, Vox Zikali, right? So they said to him, Amalei, so he said, okay, but Lei Tilchazaka Vasayu, right? Because he thought that, you know, that was the boundary, but it wasn't the boundary, so it's Mechilim. Just because he's a nice fellow, right? He have a yadas lo avdis, right? Kechadat lo avyadas, unami lo avyada, right? Neither of them are, are skilled, surveyors or whatever. Okay, so this is one of the important Gemaras, about this question. And of course, here the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yishmael. The question is the same Rabbi Yishmael or not? Is it the same Shita? So what is Rashbam here? Al Atar Lishitaso, this is earlier, of course, explains. Kiri Masnison, go ahead. Oh. So that's Nun Tesam and Beis, according to the Rashbam, Lashitaso, the Tanur Rabbanan, right? But Ein Alacha, Elik Rabbanan, Damri, called Devar Chazaka, right? Gimel Shana, Miyom Miyom, Beinan, right? Even something like this, correct? So basically, the Rashbam, Lashitaso, is assuming that the two sugyas are the same, meaning fundamentally there's no difference, because he's assuming two things. Number one, that both sugyas are about la'alter versus gimel shanim, right? And that they're the same, right? Because he could have said, that even if both sugyas are about la'alter and gimel shanim, right, who's to say, that question itself, doesn't allow for distinctions between different types of, aspiring, chazakas, right? Maybe if I want to be kona karka, or I want to establish, a new boundary, and I want to actually take his karka, that's one thing, and hezagria is quite something else. In fact, you could be mechalek in either direction, right? Hezagria has a, kutra besa kise, or worse, aspect, to it. On the other hand, it's not, you're not moving, you're not taking, you're not moving the border, you're not taking actual karka. It's talking about waiving, a right. So it's better and it's worse, but it's different. So you might have thought even, and we'll see, some of the poskim in Shulchan Aruch, for example, do think, and has roots in the Rishonim, that the question of la'alter, yes or no, gimel shonim, etc., maybe it depends what you're trying to accomplish. The more, the greater the, the concession, let's say. Is this me? Can I leave this here? Yeah. I don't know why that's here, but okay. The greater the... that's interesting. Okay. The greater the concession, maybe the longer, the required period. Either because of an umdana, what point is it clear that he's, or maybe because it's more, as I said the other day, establishing, some actual formal change, some kind of kinyan schia, etc. So that's something we have to look at more carefully. But again, I don't want to spend all day on this. So the Rashbam is basically assuming that these two sugyas are one, they're about la'altar and gimel shanim, and that there is no reason in that issue itself to be mechalek between hezek re'ia and, call it hasagas gvul, whatever you want to call it, or, the acquisition of karka. And that doesn't mean that there won't be any chilukim with anything, but at least these two things are equated. That is the view of the Rajbam. Once that is the case, you know, then, again, aside from the fact that he doesn't, you know, seize on the opportunity to zero in, you know, on a Hezek Re'iyah issue in the context of Hezek Re'iyah. I mean, the truth is, if you look at the Gemara, as I say, the Gemara doesn't say anything about timing, right? So what the only Hezek Re'iyah significance to this interpretation is, you know, the avoidance of the Hezek Re'iyah, you know, interpretation. Okay. Good. However, you don't have to read the Gemara this way. It's not so clear that Mem Aleph Omid Aleph has anything to do with Nun Tesem Beis. So a very good way to read the Gemara, you know, might be to say that it's all about Hezek Re'iyah, the issue that we've been discussing. And that Gufa, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Chiya are discussing or debating, you know, that very issue. Meaning that Rabbi Yishmael is considering the possibility of Chazaka LeHezek Re'iyah. And that's exactly what Rabbi Chiya is saying, you know, is saying no to. And indeed, this is the way that the Rif was understood, right, to interpret this Gemara. And again, this all falls, you know, very neatly, you know, into place. So already the Rimigash hints at that, more than hints at that. We'll get to the Rimigash's own interpretation in a minute. He obviously is going to have difficulty with this. And the Ramban, you know, that same Ramban, on Nun Tes, explicates it. So the Rimigash here, you know, has to be, I think I told you to look at it, the has to be added to the mix. So just in general, what he says in the sugya, I'll get to in just a second, but, you know, he talks about the sugya of Chalon. Lishitaso, and what he says, you know, in the beginning of the Masechta, you know, that Kotzer is different than Chalon. I will say that here, the Rimigash's formulation sounds a lot more like, you know, the problem is technical. Namely that, you know, Chotzer, you know, there's no real vitur or mechila, you know, or the establishment of a chazaka, as opposed to Chalon. It sounds a lot more like that in the Rimigash. Not, in other words, the way I suggested that the Rambam and the Ramah read the Rimigash, but the way that you know, some of the Chachmei, you know, Tzorfat, the Rosh, you know, and some of the other Chachmei Svarad after the Ramban kind of read the Rimigash. Shamina and Hashta, Lahai Perusha Yesh Chazaka Filo Dabra Sheyesh Bo Hezek Re'iya, the Chalon Shulam Mata Midalad Amos is a Chazkas the Isbe Hezek Re'iya the Kamin and the Yesh Chazaka. The Kasha Tznam Bashutfim, again, the same question. Shani Hasam the Kame the Liflug Lom Messiah Chulka the Kochab Minayu Shemoche Lom Hani Bei Hachazaka the Atziko the Diary Hache the Kame Achim Lom Bechitzam Shu the Matzi Amalei Hai Lom Bidna Bahadach Bechitzam the Kame Achim Shem the Kati Lom Paligna Bahadach. Okay, that's obviously, you know, a technical excuse. I don't mean it isn't a valid excuse. I mean it's, you know, but in theory there would be even for a chotzer Hezek Re'iyah. The ode inami palig baruchos is baruchulka the kochad minayu the achsup the dairu be basar hachi bahadadi blo mechitza kati lo av chazaka de lo avad chad minayu midi the lichsuk be el mesiv with the yospig lo av the mechitza kibin the high Hezek Re'iyah the yispe right lav machmas maisa the avad biadayim el machmas the yospig lo av the maisa. That's the, you know, the Kumbase Shabaltasa perspective, which many of the Rishonim seized on. That's what he's emphasizing here, as opposed to, right, the, you know, relentless Tadirus, you know, and Kutu Besakise-esque aspect of Hezek Re'iyah, or even the, you know, the excuse of, you know, Shnei Mazike Mahadadi. So I think that's interesting. But then it's, and even more than that, he says, but here, you know, when it comes to, you know, the Chalon, the Mistame Ale, Kiva da Achsik Achsik, Kishar Nizakim Di Alma, the mahani bu chazaka, the leislan hezek, the lo mahani by chazaka, ella kutra beis hakisa bil chud. Aval shar nezakin mahani bu chazaka. So here he's clearly taking the view, right? Not that you know kutra beis hakisa, is equated to chatzer, but that chatzer, even though he's talking about chalon now, but if you put this all together, he's saying, chalon of course is a chazaka. Why not? It's like any other hezekriah. He's not saying, this is qualitatively different hezekriah than chatzer. He's just saying you don't have the maisa, you don't have the division. So it sounds like hezekriah, even in chatzer, is less than kutra beis hakisa. The kashalach, hay maisa the adam shepas chalonosa the chatzer shudfin. Right? So that becomes a big problem for somebody like the Rebbe Gash. What's the answer? Noam, you with me? No. Right. So the answer is La Mishum de Kasav Rabchia de Chalon Sheshbo Hezekri La Mahani Bechazaka. El Mishum de Kasav de La Alter Loa Bechazaka Adiz Barir Hezekah Veshasik. The Vada Yachule Ochel. Inami ad goli daite de achil, kagon de kaosi visiea behade. Avlo le mecha de achsik chazaka gemura, le basar dis barra zeka, inami goli hech daite de achil, afil alter mahani. So what's the Rimigash is saying? A different yesod. Right? He's not saying the Rajba, which is the argument here is Gimel Shanim versus the alter. Right? But Gimel Shanim, everybody agrees, and that's like an old argument that nothing to do with Hezekriah. Hezekriah is simply Hechetimtsi. What he is saying is that it's nothing to do with Hezekriah, right? It's an argument within La'alter. And this is actually very important and very interesting. The argument within La'alter is how difficult, I guess, is it to establish, this kind of schus or mechila, la'alter, right? Do you need to, again, just the language again, adiz barer hezeka, right, v'shasik, right, or ad goli daite da'achil. Like, let's say you have some gray areas where, the guy is silent, he's not standing up for his rights, but he's not, unequivocally, waiving them either. Like, does he have to stand up for his rights? Otherwise, how difficult is it to establish? That seems to be the issue. It could be a technical question. What's the line of the Unden? I find it difficult to say that. And if it is, a fundamental question, like default, how difficult is it? Like, how much, Unden Ademuchach do you need to establish this? That's very important. Right? That's important in its own right for Kazakos and schios. How easy or difficult is it for that transfer, of rights, for me to obtain a right in your property, for you to waive, an exclusive right that you have, to someone else? Like, how difficult is that? Is a fundamental question, in my opinion. And then he quotes V'garsina b'hai pirka, meaning in Chazkabat Rav Kahana, yes, Rav, again, so it's either Rav Anan, Rav Hanan, Rav Kahana, Shokel bitka b'arad ozel avid guda b'ara. He also thinks it's a relevant gemara. The labdi le'yom ekaman k'rab yudu k'rab yishmael Amar Rav Yishmael Rav Chia hache b'la alter hu de pligi. Rav Yishmael sabal alter hava chazaka. Not like the Rajbam that they're arguing whether it's La'alter or Gimel, right? He says, but they're arguing about the Shior of the Umdana within La'alter. Right? The Kamalei of Kahana, Ba'isli Sadi Da'asa V'Siyeya B'Hadoi B'Guda, Chlema Kochel Apolig Rav Chia Lei Rav Yishua B'La'alter, right? Hani Mila'eche De'lo Goli Da'iti Da'achel. He's saying that's how he's interpreting the continuation of the Gemara in Chazkas Sabbatim when he said to him, the guy even helped me, right? He's saying, meaning what? Everybody will agree, won't they, that if there's so much, of an umdana, that there's even a chazaka le'alter, right? And then the Gemara's answer, of course, is he did help you, but both of you were blind to the boundary. So, you know, what's the significance of that? He's saying, Bein l'rab, bein l'rab chia, bein l'rab Yishmael, bein in the Gemara. V'b'hachi goli daite da'achel v'yasa v'siei v'hadi gudai. Tishtaka chashta, the time of the Rab Chia, v'shum dekasav v'la'alte lo ha'v'chazaka. Avol heiched machzik v'izbarer minei hezeka v'shasek lei, v'vadei achkulei achle, yesh l'chazaka. V'lamotzi basar hachi la'arer, olei l'mistam v'achzik lei, Hadin hu svara dilan, but okay. So that's the Rimigash, and as the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch and on the Rambam point out, the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Chiya. Anybody have the language of the Rambam open? In two places. You have it. That's where you have it. What's in, what does he say about this issue? Didn't say the Messiah there? Is that the one? What's that?
The other one, yeah.
Well, here the Pesach Mishnah on this one says he passed in like the Pia. He's a tiny prep Pia.
Right.
So,
yeah. And then he has again in, that's, that was Hey Bob, right?
Yeah.
Then he has also Vav. What's the other one? Vav?
Zion.
Zion. Well, we read already. Where it says Misaye Ale, right? Oh, exactly. He's quoting the Gemara. Okay. So everybody says, like, you know, apparently, what happened to Rabbi Chiya? The answer is he, the Rambam, like the Rimigash. If you look at it very, very carefully, especially once you know the Rimigash, again, the Rambam doesn't always paskin like the Rimigash. I mean, suggesting in this sugya even that he took the Rimigash in a very different direction. Okay, but the Rimigash is always a good, you know, background, you know, to, you know, to have for. Basically, now we understand that what the Rambam is really saying is that, you know, if there's a very strong, you know, umdana, you know, pretty much, you know, ironclad umdana, then la'altar is going to work. Right, Ezra? Okay. And that's how they interpreted Shulchan Aruch as well. The Ishak and the Sma. That's the pshat in the Rambam. However, you know, the best part of the Rimigash, okay, the Rimigash l'shitasa, of course, this is very good. But the best part of the Rimigash is the next line. The Ika mi Ravasa, the Amri, the Kol Midi Disay Hadis Be Hezek Re'iya, Leis Lechazaka, the Kamaisi Le Raya mi Ashotfim, Shavatsa Sats Mechitza Mechatsa Dapakav Dachsik the Dairi, right, Kofinoso Latsos Mechitza. Who's he quoting? Of course. The Rif, the Chuvasa Rif. Right, which he disagrees with. And then he adds, "Umi ma'isa de Rab Chiya, da Amar Yagata bini, who pasachta Yagah bini ustom." Right, that's a raya for the Rif. Right, that's amazing. Meaning, the Rif holds, apparently, that the argument is not about Gibel Shanim or Le'alter, and the argument is not, you know, whether la'alter requires, you know, an unequivocal umdana or stamen umdana. But not like the Rajbam, not like the Rimigash and probably the Rambam. Rather, the argument between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shmuel and the Gemara is gufa, the argument between the Tshuva Sarif and the Rivi Gash. Right? Whether there is a chazaka. And then, of course, the Rivi Gash concludes, Vanan kasfinan mai the sfiralan. So this is also the raya. This is also how the Ramban understood it. Right? Anybody have the Ramban? A nun test. Yeah.
So would the Rashbam not agree that under certain circumstances the Rishia would agree
to the altar? Open question.
What about the next case in nun test and salah?
And stima. Yeah. So that's the Ramban's. I believe that's the Ramban's question. Right. Or you know, but definitely, at minimum, he doesn't think that there's a difference between Hezek Re'iyah and Hasagas Gavul.
Neither does the Rinnegash. I'm wondering if the Rinnegash...
Correct. No, but they're not.
Presenting them as two different...
Yeah, they are two different. I mean, the Rinnegash doesn't think that this is that Rabbi Akiva requires Gavul Shami. In general, or here, in either case, for the Rimi Gash understands both the Sugyan Mem Aleph and the Sugyan Nun Testament base, that the argument is an argument about the intensity of the umdana necessary to trigger the halter.
Doesn't that mamela result in Rabbi Chi thinks if Yachas became a shaman without a strong umdana, then it would be a chazak?
Well, it's not even clear. I'm not even sure who said that Cheskin's going to show him. Okay,
fine.
No, I think they're very different. But the Ramban, one second. Everybody have that line of the Ramban? The Ramban thinks that, you know, he's, again, it's a takeoff of the Rimi Gash once you know it a little bit. But of course, Kedarko. One of the things the Ramban says is, I believe, that Argamar doesn't say anything, you know, about, you know, waiting Gimel Shanim. Because Gimel Shonim is not going to help you either, because this Gemara of this Rabbi Chiya proves. Here, one second. Anybody have the lines in the right? Here, I'll take the one on Nun Tesam and Aleph. Yeah, I should have got my one from that I marked. But, oh, one second. So it's a little more towards the beginning. So kol davar sheish bo here aval bala gag al bala chatzer klomar imish bo hezek ria leolam ein lechazaka. So kol davar sheish bo hezek ria kigon chalonos the kol shekiyot behem ein lechazaka kikutra ubeis akisedami kach heishiv rabenu agadol b'tshuvosa ulefi daito. Hahu, the asa lekamid Rabbi Shmuel, v'amale Rabbi Chiya, the law of a chazaka, liolam kamarle. Right, this is the Ramban. Vim tomar, hachi minole l'Rav Nachman, Rabbi Shmuel saver la'alter hava chazaka. Right, dilma liolam eim lechali alter law of a chazaka. The chiyav ma'isa la'achar zman meruba haya. V'afil hachi Rabbi Chiya leisle chazaka. Kelmeimar kivid Rabbi Shmuel lo boi minei. Sahade kamiyam miyesh shepasach ve'amar nostam echzakta mashmal yalta. Rabbi Chiya nami damali egato pasachti egau stam mashmal yolam ein lechazaka. Uvefurish biyerushalmi, right? A pasach chalon bechatzer chavero b'mamet chavero yachalom le egato pasachta, right? B'smol yegau stam b'yamin hagatz mecha, right? Shoya sham yachalom emar biina, right? Havina talai. And so on. Shema mina she'elam chazaka she'elohi chazaka lehezek ria li'olam kivin shu pasuach b'mayim chavei ravu moshe lotzoros miyan v'skayim chazkaso. Like the Gemara of Lamed Eomid Beis, idali tzanda depeiri la'altar v'chazaka. If you have the questions whether that Gemara is talking about, you know, cheskas karka through the peiros, or it's just, you know, the cheskas peiros themselves. But the guy said, you know, he can't hand over a basket full of fruit to the previous owner, to the machzik. So the man says, "Altar b'chazaka, idoli tzana the peri, the altar b'chazaka." Rami Nelamay, Yisai Saade, and so on. right? Mekimin shalom sky mechazaka bekachlo mekam mechazaka liolam hechesheish shom hezekriya kedas rabenu agadol nistaber kavase shan yomer ketoris beisakise shehin nizokin begufin lem chazaka lo amr chazaka be nizokin al benichsei mamon, and this is the rest of the part. But again, it's clear from the Rinnegash, and Ramban likes it and expands it, that you know that the Rif understood that this was part of the actual machlokas. Okay, good. Lahalacha, just to take a couple of minutes just on the Shulchan Aruch. So how do we paskin, you know, on this big, big, massive topic? It's a little complicated. You should just be aware of a couple of quick things, and then there's so much more in Shulchan Aruch, but we're not going to get bogged down on it. I think I told you to look at the Shulchan Aruch, correct? Kufnun Gimel. What do we have there, Yonatan? Kufnun Gimel, Gimel, and Zion, right? Yeah? That sound right? And Kufnun Beis also, correct. So let's do Kufnun Gimel for a minute. Where the Kufnun Gimel, Gimel. What's that?
I don't think we had that on the sources, at least.
No? I didn't give you Kufnun Gimel, Gimel, and Zion? What did I give you, just Zion?
Kufnun Dalet, right?
Kufmen Dalet. I mean, Kufnun Dalet, sorry. I meant Kufnun Dalet. Sorry. Yeah. Kufnun Dalet, Gimel, and Zion.
Just
yeah?
Zion.
Just Zion. Oh, just Zion?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Should have given you Gimel, and Zion. Okay, even that's good. But let me say Kufnun Dalet Gimel for a second. What is Kufnun Dalet Gimel? Lo yiftach adam chalon lechatzer chaveiro. V'afilo echad me'ashutfin b'chatzer shebikesh liftoach chalon b'tok beso lechatzer ma'akev alav shutfo v'pnei shemistakel bo mimenu. Okay, so far so good. That just has a gria for machalon. V'im pasach yisto. Okay, v'im nasrlo ashutfin b'chatzar rishus liftoach chalon kopesach rashoi v'hu shelo yiftach pesach keneged pesach o chalon keneged chalon. That's actually very interesting. So. Sounds what we're saying is that Rishus helps for a certain, for a Hezek Re'ia, which would be Asur, there is a Heter with Rishus, but, according to the Mechaber here, but it doesn't extend to Pesach Neged Pesach and Chalon Neged Chalon. What's the difference? Yeah? So, is it Bayer or Chatzar, or is it the it sounds like more like it's, you know, it's the Pesach Neged Pesach Chalon Neged Chalon, as opposed to a Chalon into a Chatzar. Right. Meaning, it sounds like this view is distinguishing the way that we might have wanted the Ramah to distinguish, but he didn't. Right? The Ramah, when he quotes Bilam, right, says, that seems to be like, how can you say the, like the Rimigash, that we distinguish between a Chatzar and a Chalon, you know, when Bilam is talking about, you know, Chalon Neged Chalon. So one of the things that I think we said, some other people said, was, well, you could be Mechalek between Chalon Neged Chalon and Chalon B'Chatzar, right? Somehow the Ramah thinks that those are the same. The Mechaber seems like does not think they're the same. Right? He's saying that Rishus Hashutfim would help you for Chalon or Pesach into the Chatzer, just not Pesach Keneged Pesach or Chalon Keneged Chalon. Like, what's the Yichus of Pesach and Pesach? And, you know, again, Pesach, maybe I understand more, but like Chalon B'Chatzer, Chalon, you know, Neged Chalon, but that's, of course, what the Mishnah, you know, assigns to, you know, Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanosecha Israel. So it sounds like that is the distinction that the Mechaber is making. We'll see in a moment. So that's number one. Good. What about the Rama? He says, Pesach neged Pesach, lo mahani chazaka, v'huadin chalon neged chalon. Right, expanding on this. That's like an interpretation of the Machaber. Okay. There's the V'yesh omrim b'chalon neged chalon mahani. There is, that's the tour b'shem Rama. Is that accurate? Yes. But the Rama said it despite the fact that he thinks, and he said this not only about Chalon and Chalon, but Chalon and Chatzer, and that's because there are two levels in the Bilam. Right? That was the Rama. There's the, you know, Tmidi, you know, as, and then there's the, you know, the Tzniusa, you know, which is more Rachok, you know, which is more of a Kpeda. Then he says, so that's a quote from, that's partly from the Rama. Bimbo Shneem Liftoch Bvasachas Pesach Neged Pesach Neged Chalon Inechemeno Chosav Chaveir Nene Kofel Midastom. Okay, and so on. Okay, so here I just wanted to add, this is very interesting, of course, but the Sma Siv Katan Yud does elaborate the Iser part. Lo mehani chazaka hatur masik betaima mishum de beiser asui. Rotsa lomar de lomdu razam de ksiv be parshas balak by yai so shochen shvatav dorshu razal shlo yu poskim shlo yu pischeim bechuvanim ze keneged ze. By the time anira, right? This is very interesting. Okay. So good. So meaning this is, and that is, you know, that does reflect the Rama that the Tur is quoting. But then look at the next line. Mahaina taima nira the afilu, sorry, kishiyesh edim shemachal oshanasano star v'kinyan alze lo mahani kivendiyesh isur b'davar. Right, what happens if there are edim, right, or shtar and kinyan? Will that make any difference? So we've seen already, we have to again sum up a kutra besa kisei sugya. We know that according to the Rambam, right, even in chatzer, right, kinyan will work, like it works in kutra and besa kisei. So it sounds like what the Sma is saying is, if the reasoning, you know, here is because of iser, matavu alecha Yaakov. Right, so this is worse than Kutra Beis HaKisei, and either Raya Gemura, Edim Shemachal, right, or even Kenyan, right, will not work. That's not completely obvious, as I say, because the Rambam holds in Chatzer, we're Mechalik. Moreover, I alluded to this the other day, I think there's a difference between Kishiyesh Edim Shemachal and Nasa No Shtar, and especially Kinyan. Right. The Machal, Edim Shemachal, of course, is more about, you know, just Lamaisa. Do we assume, like, you know, what is the threshold of assuming that there really was, you know, a Mechila? And even then, maybe it's Mechila Matos. Fine. But the, you know, the Kinyan part, you know, might be, you know, a different madrega. That might be like a game changer. Oh, with a Kinyan, and especially if you say Kinyan Sudar, we'll see this in the Bach, but Kinyan Sudar in particular, maybe it just changes the rules a little bit. Changes the rules again. Right, Mashal Madaber Damer, some of you asked in the after the shiur on Thursday, right, the Mishnah says, you know, in the end of Socher, you know, about the Dalid Shomer. We're going to discuss this more on Dav Gimel. You know, once we get out of this topic and go to the other topics, you know, there's a sugi here of Kinyan Dvarim Bialma. Right. So, about Sudar. So the Gemara says in, the Mishnah says, you know, in Socher, the end of a Socher, that there are Dalid Shomrim, as we know, Shomer Kinyan, Shomer Socher, Socher, Shoel. They have, you know, very specific dinim, right, the relationship between, you know, benefits and liabilities. But the sugya there says, you know, that if you want to, you know, if you want to alter them, you want to, you know, kind of shape them, and, you know, between the two of you, you know, for your own, you know, kind of contract, you know, that you can do that. V'hu shekana miyada. So just this is an example. I mean, we'll talk more about it, but like, how does that exactly, you know, work? It's like a mechila, you know, or it's something more than that. In other words, there are four shomrim. If you want to be mochel, you know, a payment or a shvua under certain conditions, and it's not a masmachta, and you can do that in advance, you know, through a kinyan, then matov manoim. In the end of the day, there are still only four shomrim. It's a rigid, you know, classification. In terms of tashlumim, nobody, you know, force you to be mekabel, you know, tashlumim that's owed to you. Or if you want to be mevater on a shvua, you can do that. So that's what we mean, b'hu shekana miyad. Or, that's not exactly correct. The Torah outlined four shomrim. Because that's, you know, that's objective Torah law. Right? And, you know, if you, the two of you, want to rewrite, you know, the laws or the balance of benefits and liabilities, you know, in Shmira, you know, you can do that. But that requires a Kinyan Sudar. You know, just like, you know, Mashal Ma'adav Adom, again, it's very comparable to the broader question. We say, Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah, T'nai Davar, what's Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Masna Masha Kosa B'Torah. Right, Rabbi Meir says, you know, you can't change it even in Dine Mamanis, or we Paskin usually are like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kadesha Siyamana Sheimach She'er Ksus Viona. So we typically Paskin, you know, that B'Tanai Davar Shabba Mamon, that works. Okay. The question is, like, what exactly, you know, does that mean? So the view of Rabbi Meir apparently is, well, the Din Torah is Din Torah, and Din Torah is Din Torah even in Dine Mamanis. And I'm guessing that Rabbi Meir is not going to force you, you know, to collect, you know, if you don't want to, you know, but there can never be a circumstance in which, you know, that it's legally, you've legally waived, you know, the actual, you know, chiyuv, because the chiyuv is also part of the Hagdara, you know, and the din. Right. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees, like, so what does he think? So you could say one of two things. You could say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tanai Darvisha B'mamon Masa Masha Kasa B'Torah, the Tanai is Kaya, because he thinks that, you know, not that you can change Dine Torah and Dine Mamanis, you can't. But in the end of the day, since, you know, the impact is dollars and cents, you know, so you're his chayvus, you know, to collect or not collect under certain conditions. It's all like a simulation, you know, an artificial simulation. Works or no. Maybe the idea is that, you know, Dine Mamanis, of course, you know, there's Din Torah, and that's, you know, the default, and that reflects also values. But at least in many cases, you know, if the parties themselves, you know, at least within certain limit, that would be an interesting question. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, which we do, you know, are there, you know, limitations to how much you can change things? Are there still circumstances where you can't change things? For example, the Rambam holds that, you know, Masa Masha Kosa B'Torah, Tai Davashar B'Mamun is Kayam, like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam thinks when it comes to Yerusha, that the, which is called Chukas Mishpat, right, that there is no give. It can't be Masa Masha Kosa B'Torah. And the Rambam says the same thing in Ochasishas, that's Perek Vav Hilchos Nachlos, Hakalif, and he said the same thing in Ochasishas about Ona, as opposed to Sher Ksus, which you could argue is just not, I mean, it's Hanos, Aguf, but it's not Mamon, obviously, but the same thing about Ksuva. Again, there could be other explanations, but, you know, maybe the bigger idea is, sometimes, you know, how can it be like Mimanusha? Either Asim Basha Kosu B'Torah, B'Tayim Davashim Mamon works, or it doesn't work. How can you be Mechalek? You could say, oh, in some cases, the effect, the actual payment, you know, plays a certain role, you know, and that, you know, that too is, you know, we're makpid on. Or that too becomes like iser, like it expresses itself in mamon, but, you know, the mamon is just the methodology. You know, what's really going on is something much more than that. It's really, you know, what I call a yoredeya halacha more than a kosher mishpat halacha. Or the point is that, you know, if the idea behind tnai davreshev mamon is, you know, that you can rewrite, not that you can mochel this and mochel that and so on, but it's like, you know, there's a certain flexibility. It doesn't mean it applies equally to all monetary, you know, dimensions of halacha. Okay, why am I telling you that? So what I'm saying is, this idea of kinyan making a difference, is it really just about, you know, a more extreme form of mechila, you know, or omden daito, very possibly, in which case it belongs on that spectrum. That's kind of what the Sma is assuming here. But maybe it's more than that. In which case, you know, maybe you can create a situation where, you know, where this is a public or more public-private space where the dinei tzniusa don't apply. Things like we were, you know, talking about in other contexts. So this comment of the Sma, very interesting. Okay. But then he goes on to say, where am I? Yeah. Avalei yesh omrim desfirulei de b'chalon neged chalon mahani usfirulei de iser bikpeda talya. It's also very interesting. Meaning, the Bilam, he's still working with Bilam. I'm not saying Bilam isn't a smakta, but the Bilam isn't a hardcore requirement. It's not an objective Iser. The Iser is that you have to be sensitive to people's kpedas, right? Umishum hachi bechalon neged chalon delo regili lahakbid kolkach mahani b'chu chazaka. So sfir le'nami de mahani, right? Afilu b'pesach neged pesach mechila gemura, right? O shtar v'kinyan, to la adifa mikutra besakise, right? Oh. This also stirs, you know, a counter, you know, response. How so, Shai? Well, I didn't give you a look in advance, so you're just hearing it. So that's my fault. So anybody? What he's saying is, in other words, what he said is follows. If, according to the view, meaning the, you know, the view that even in Chalon, Chalon Keneged Chalon, you know, doesn't have a chazaka, and that's based on the Iser. So he says, oh, then Kinyan, even Kinyan Sudarn, certainly explicit Mechila, none of that's going to help you. I was saying, I'm not so sure, especially about the Kinyan Sudar part, or the Kinyan in general, but I think on three levels. One is Umdina Gemura Shemochal, the other is Kinyan, a Kinyan, and the other is Kinyan Sudar, more particularly, which we'll get back to, for the reasons that I mentioned. Now he's saying, oh, but according to the other Deya, that Chalon Neged Chalon is Nitan, you know, the Chazaka, right? But still there's a difference between Pesach Neged Pesach and Chalon Neged Chalon. So what he's saying is, Chalon Neged Chalon, that's Nitan L'Mechila. Why? Because the Bilam Pasuk isn't objectifying, right, the need for this level of tznius. What it is objectifying is the sensitivity to the kpeda of the individuals. Interesting formulation. And once that's the case, so then it's nitan l'chazaka. So he's saying, oh, but if that's the case, then the Pesach Keneged Pesach, which is part of the same pasuk, right, is also more flexible. Now, it's mid chalon, neged chalon, you know, she nitan l'chazaka, nishma, that the Pesach Keneged Pesach, which he's still saying is not nitan l'chazaka, even though it's, the whole thing is more kpeda oriented, right? But that at least would be subject to mechila, right, and kinyan, right? But he himself is acknowledging, he's saying this within the perspective that there's a fundamental that there's a difference between chalon chalon and Pesach Pesach. Right? So what I'm saying is, once you're saying that, for example, the Rama, right? The Rama says chalon chalon, even chalon keneged chalon, is nitan lechazaka, actually. Either pasuk, he's saying, yeah, there can be a pasuk. It can apply, you know, differently, you know, with different levels of acuity, and maybe even qualitatively differently, you know, to different, you know, heichatimtzis. So for the Rama, the Pesach keneged Pesach, even mechuvan, never mind Pesach betocha chatzer, you know, is nitan l'mechila and l'chazaka. But it's not clear that he holds that the Pesach keneged Pesach or the chatzer, you know, is just about kpeda, and therefore at least a kinyan would work, or an explicit mechila. Okay. So that's one of the things I just wanted to think that's really, really important. If it's an Iser Gomor, it's Iser Gomor. Then it's Yoser Mikitra Besakisa. Okay. Now, what about Kuf Nun Dalid Zion? You want to tell him that? I did. It's apparently a sign. Aresha Pasach Halon Nechatzer Kabeiro. Okay, so what's he saying? What's he paskening?
He's basically saying that if he opened up a window and the Baal Chatzar was Machal or Mugal Daiso, then it's considered to be a Hechzik B'Chalon and you can't go back on it.
So meaning there is Chazaka L'Chalon. Okay, this is the more, you know, more popular view. That's against the Tshuvas Arif. But what's interesting is the Rama, who says V'chein Roy Lahoros. You have it? So it's very interesting, number one, that he gives credence, even as he paskins, like the majority view, the Rambam, the Rama, you know, the Rinnegash, certainly the Baalei Tosfos, and so on. But he definitely gives a lot of respect and credence to the Tshuvas Arif. And, like the Rama and the Rinnegash, limits it to the issue of Stimas HaChalon, right? Making it clear that there's no heter, you know, Re'iya. Okay? V'zeh yuchal Baal HaChatzer limchos, always. Aval kol zman. Yeah, so this of course is a reference which the Ramban speaks about, the Ramah speaks about, the others, and that is about, you know, what about La'alter versus Cheskas Kimel Shanim, which in light of our discussion just a couple of minutes ago, you know, becomes very important. And when I get back to the end of this, I guess it's not going to be today, but I guess the beginning of Tuesday will take another couple of minutes. You know, I want to speak about the Sman Tazas for a second. This idea that, you know, maybe, you know, La'alter and Gimel Shanim, again, are not just about an Umdana or being more Machmir. Just like, you know, the Rimigash's understanding of the argument between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shmuel, which is like how unequivocal, you know, does the Umdana need to be? You know, what are you fighting against? What are you trying to override or overcome? Seems to be an important argument, albeit a subtle one. You know, so too, of course, it's more clear-cut if you say, you know, what the Rimigash and the Ramban are saying for their Tshuvas Arif, the Ramban approvingly and the Rimigash disapprovingly, which is that when it comes to the Hezek Re'iyah, you know, Gimel Shonim isn't going to help you either. Okay. But, you know, taking a step back and thinking, you know, not like the Rashbam exactly, but, you know, maybe there's a kind of, this is what I was alluding to, like the Rashbam is assuming there's this argument about La'alter and Gimel Shanim, you know, and, you know, in unintentional Hasak Azkabul, you know, and intentional, you know, Hezek Re'iyah, are the same. They're just both hekatimtzis, right? But the idea that, you know, you might where you require gibel shanim, and where you require la'alter, might itself be dependent on the quality of the schus that you're trying to, you know, attain or that you're trying to initiate. It's very compelling. So, for example, the sma, I think it's sifkat lamed gimel, pufnun gimel, you know, has this, I believe it's the sma, has this suggestion that, you know, maybe, you know, some of the poskim are saying like this, if you invade some, if you take something from someone, in other words, if you, you know, you want to move the border, right, or you want like a, even a right of passageway, like, you know, I've been, you know, taking that shortcut, you know, through his backyard, and he never objected, you know. So that's one kind of a case. And being, you know, mazik him, you know, betoch shali, right? I've never stepped foot physically in his property. I'm not invading his territory. You know, it's the, again, the spillover effect of my own conduct and my own dalet amos. You know, how's that affecting him adversely? The idea that one, you know, may require gimel shanin, and that the other is la'alter, you know, in other words, because, you know, to begin with, it's just, you know, for the same reason that, like, you know, the discussion of ala niza klaharzi leharchik or ala mazik leharchik, and what constitutes or qualifies, you know, gira delay, you know, is very much, both of those things, which are related, are very much candidates for the same idea, right? Just because we say that there's harchakas nezakin on behavior or conduct, you know, where you don't, you know, put a toe into his property, doesn't mean that they're not different. They're still different, right? So the idea that, well, you know, gimel shanim is required for certain types of schiyas, and la'alter for others, just as you might have said, as I say, in the, you know, the Rimigash Rambam, you know, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shmuel issue, you know, when do you need unequivocal, you know, umdina, and when, you know, so like a regular umdina, pretty good enough, right? The quality of what it is, or the of what you're trying to, you know, override or overcome, may very well be a factor. So too, even more so, la'alter, you know, la'alter is more of a, like, you know, it doesn't take much, you know, to get this heter, this rishus. Basically, I'm saying is, you know, I'm in my own dalet amos, I'm minding my own business. You know, as long as he doesn't object, you know, to the spillover, that's different than me trying to gain a foothold into his physical property, you know, or something like that. Okay. So this question, the Taz, we'll just mention that, Smaz Sivkatan Diklamet Gimel makes this distinction, and the Taz, like, very strongly rejects it. But obviously, you know, this becomes a very important question and issue. So, with regard to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and so on, just also to add, the Sma explains, you know, that what's the difference between Kotzer and Chalon, Mimela and Maisa, which actually is consistent with the Rimigash on Nuntes, and of course one of the three Rimigashes. But then he also adds, like the Rush, that if there was an explicit Mechila, then even Chatzah would, you know, would qualify. But that, again, is very, very different from, I think, the view of the Rambam and you know, the Ramah, you know, and so on. Okay. Yeah. The Kufman Beis, what's in Kufman Beis? We have the tour there, so we'll get to that in a second, but I'm going to stop in one more minute. What time can we daven mincha?
1:12.
What time?
1:12.
1:12? Okay. Well, I think we're going to be good for that. Kuf Mem Beis. If anybody has to leave earlier, of course. How do we paskin in Kufman Beis? Is it Kufman Beis? Yeah. Right, and Ruvain Pasach Chalon Lechatzar Shimon Bifanav. Here it's interesting that you have both Deus and the Mechaber. Right, some of the Nosei Kalim are like troubled by that, later Nosei Kalim. Like in Ruvain Pasach Chalon Lechatzar Shimon Bifanav, Yeshomim Dolav Chazaka, Afilusia Bibsichasa. And he ul Rambam kiven shiyada hanizak bepsicha sachalon velo micha in a yachal akso lahar. So this again, this is the Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shmuel, and this is the Rambam's formulation, which is consistent with that of the Rimigash. Oh. But here we also have the tour. So what does the tour say in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah? He disagrees. Correct? David, you saw it? The tour? It's in the Kufman Beis? That's what you look at? No? Yonatan, you have it? So what's he saying?
He's saying that the Kinyan does in fact work.
But if you have Misayeya and Chalon, it doesn't work for Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah.
So the question is, what does Rabbeinu Yonah, what does he hold? Like, why not? Right? So, what did the box say?
The box says that you might be able to say that that if the Malachazar is a CIA in the case of Aiden, and then Aiden come and say that they lost a star, but in that case, it would be if he didn't have mechut the whole 3 years, and you need to claim it within those 3 years.
No, I thought maybe I'm getting wrong. I thought the box says for that the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah is that he holds like the riff. All right?
Oh, yeah. He says, yes.
Yeah, go ahead, read that part.
Oh,
okay. The Prisha, which is the Sma, disagrees. He says, no, the case here is a case where, what? He says basically you're opening up, you're allowing the guy to open up a window. You don't know what he's going to do with that window. And who said that you are, when you allow him to open up a window, who said that means that that it's permanent? He said nothing is happening so terrible at the moment. You have the language of the Prisha or the Sma, either one. Sma is Sifkat and Chabdalad in Shulchan Aruch. It's the same, you know what I'm saying? He says something like Kufman Beis Chabdalad. Does that make sense? No. Or is it? What is it?
It's just the last one. But
yeah. What does he say? Yeah. I think that's the one. Is it Tess?
Are you in the small right now?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Feel the same. Go ahead.
Velo domi lisiyahu lo b'hachnasas kotel tel kuvulo hanal. V'sham ein derech ha'olam lisiyahu lechaveiro ulahasig ulakatzir kuvulo lahachnis v'tel shelo.
Right.
Masha ein kivichas kolo kevin de ena mekatzir masig kuvulo b'fawal yishlom de shatak.
Correct. I'm Prisha, exactly. So they're saying, Rabbeinu Yonah, has a practical consideration. It really, again, goes to the question of what is shtika, here, kemechila, or no? He's like a non-committal shtika, correct? But according to the Bach, something very fascinating emerges, and we're going to stop with this. And that is that according to the Bach, right, Rabbeinu Yonah, we'll see, look at Rabbeinu Yonah a little bit, but holds like the Lirit. Why is that important? Why is that so fascinating? Yeah?
Because
Rabbeinu Yonah has a very distinctive Shita, which our next...
He does hold up the Akhenaten.
What does Rabbeinu Yonah hold? Our next point that we're going to get to. Yeah, exactly. The Raya from Gina. What does Rabbeinu Yonah hold? That b'makom shenagu, how does it go? B'makom shenagu lo livnos kosel. Didn't say Rabbeinu Yonah? Let's see for that's what we're going to start with on Tuesday. Let's say you have a b'makom shenagu shelo livnos kosel. So what's in a chatzer? In other words, the breakup of the shutfus, you know, they're supposed to build the wall, right? But let's say it's makom shenagu, not there's no minhag, or it's an ear, you know, that doesn't have minhag in. Then yeah, you have to build the wall, right? But let's say it's an ear where the minhag is that shutfim, you know, that broke up, don't have to build a wall. That's the stam minhag amedina. The question is that like a minhag batos? Like, who cares what the minhag is? Right? Or it works, or it qualifies. So, which is it, Eitan? Excellent. That what? And why is it Kavach HaOmer? Because why is Gina?
The Gemara says that even for the Mandamar, Klosh Mehezek, he be both in case of Gina.
Exactly. So if you put together the Gemara and Beis, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's, you know, Chiddush. If you put together the Gemara and Beis with Beis on the Gemara and Dalet Amud Aleph, but the Gemara and Dalet Amud Aleph says that Gina, b'makom shenagu shelo livnos, there's no problem, right? That's Dalet Amud Aleph. Beis Amud Beis says that even if Hezek Re'ia in Chatzer, Lo Shma Hezek, Shiny Gina, because Einanam Omeid Al, whatever it is, Tuas Peros Chaveh, whatever it is. Correct? Eitan? So, what that ends up implying is that there's a straightforward hierarchy, and there's more Hezek Re'ia to worry about in a Gina than there is in a Chatzer. Ah, so if the Gemara says that in the Gina, which is a more acute Hezek Re'iyah problem, the way that Rabbeinu Yonah is reading it, right? Nonetheless, right, the minhag shelo livnos, right, not ein minhag, but minhag shelo livnos is determinative, then Kol Shekein, says Rabbeinu Yonah, about Chalukas HaChatzer. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? And the Rajba and others disagree. They say, you know, we don't care about a minhag batos. That's not acceptable. You can't, you know, the minhag cannot neutralize Hezek Re'iyah. Now, what do they do with the question of Rabbeinu Yonah? That's what we'll pick up in Yirat Hashem on Tuesday. Right? But if you know, as I said, you know, previously, the question of Mechila, Chazaka, right, these are all, like, can you drop, you know, can you waive, you know, your right to Hezek Re'iyah? The question of Minhag HaMedina is a very parallel question. So if Rabbeinu Yonah is like a riff person, you know, on Chazaka, you know, for him, you know, to say kind of the opposite in Minhag HaMedina, you know, is very fascinating. Right? As if Bishlomo, you think that Mechila works and then Chazaka works in Hezek Re'iyah generally. So you say, oh, b'makom shenoagim shalo, so that's fine. Even then, I'm not sure if it's the same. Okay. So that's what I want to pick up with. On, of course, according to the other interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah is just saying something very, you know, very local and very limited. You know, then that's not necessarily the... Either way, we need to understand the Rabbeinu Yonah and we need to understand the Rashi. Okay, so Mirza shall pick up with that on Tuesday. Yeah?
Some people understand that the Rambam, these two psukim, were so to each other.